American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank. Document page 626. Here is the translated text as follows. 594, 2%, American State Trials. Harlequins playing about. But for the ignorance of our fathers, we might have been burnished like gamecocks, and had wives like birds of paradise, and daughters like cockatoos. Now and then, those that love curiosities might have a little monster. And for those who think two heads better than one, it would be quite easy to frighten the mother out of a child with two heads. Let not the learned witness complain that we treat his opinions lightly. The greatest philosophers in the universe have been thought, upon some particular subjects, too easy of belief. Hippocrates relates that his mother used frequently to tell him that for 2 years before his birth, she had no carnal intercourse with his father, but that she had been strangely influenced one evening as she was walking in the garden. Galen, in his treatise on the measles, says the disease was brought by a woman who had no father. Dr. Harvey, who discovered the circulation of the blood, is said to have believed and written of a race of men with tails. Diodorus Siculus mentions a sorceress of Egypt who had passed for the celebrated Isis upon the strength of bearing children without the help of men, but that a priest of Mercury was detected in her bed. Livy speaks of a woman brought to bed in a desolate island where she had not seen a human face for 9 years. She was brought, he says, to Rome and examined by the Senate. What a pity that we had no report taken in shorthand of the arguments of the jurisconsults and the opinions of the conscript fathers. Lord Bacon, in treating of the period of gestation of various animals, says gravely that an ox goes 12 months with young. And Dr. Mitchell, of North America, was so impressed in early life by reading the novel of the Christian bishop Heliodorus, entitled The Loves of Theagenes and Chariclea, that he could not see any improbability in black men getting white children.